Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's go out to the Nemecolon fan hotline where we find Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL insider. Insider calls brought to you by Driveway.com. Looking for a car? Go to Driveway.com where you can get pre-qualified to buy a car and get it delivered. You can also hear Brian with Jason Lockenfora on Baldy's Breakdowns with new episodes out every week. Just search Baldy on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts. Brian, we appreciate you joining us, and we'll start you with the Steelers, and we'll start you with Mitch Trubisky. It seems like he has the inside track here. He took all the first-team snaps in minicamp. He's the odds-on favorite here, while Kenny Pickett maybe sits and watches for a while. What do you think of that idea, Mitch Trubisky as the Steelers' starting quarterback?
Well, by all accounts, it seems like his year in Buffalo helped him. All the players up in Buffalo, including Josh Allen, said he really benefited by it. But, you know, that's he didn't play last year. And so he's got to, you know, look, this is the first year in, I don't know, 17 years, Joe, that Mike Tomlin and the Steelers are going to go into training camp without Ben Roethlisberger. I mean, those are humongous shoes to fill. They've never had a losing season. Mitch Trubisky has had his struggles as a starting quarterback in Chicago, as we all know. And I don't know that those struggles are just going to go away because he's in a new environment with a good coach and a great organization. I don't know that those struggles of him being able to decipher defenses, throw the ball with touch, all those kind of things that you have to do that Ben did for so long, that he's going to be able to just do it. And so, to me, Kenny Pickett, good. Let him sit and watch, learn, and, you know, if he gets an opportunity, if Mitch struggles, you know, Kenny Pickett, I don't know that he could just come in there and rescue the team, but I think he'll be in a better position than if somebody said, okay, go compete, and if you win the job in training camp, which is almost impossible to do, you know, go rescue the team. I think the way they're doing it is probably the best way.
Who in your mind is the team to beat in that division, the AFC North, Brian?
Well, I think Baltimore will have a bounce-back year. I mean, nobody was more injured in the league than the Baltimore Ravens, including both running backs before the season started. They're a running football team. You know, you get Ronnie Stanley back, you rebuild the offensive line. You know, I think the Ravens are going to have a bounce-back year. Now, Cincinnati put up 82 points in their two wins against the Ravens. So to say that the Bengals are not going to be a factor, I'm not saying that at all. But I would say, you know, Cincinnati and Baltimore are both going to be very good football teams and pretty honorable opposition to what the Steelers want to do.
Obviously, the Deshaun Watson situation takes another turn today with the first day of his hearing, or maybe they'll get a lot of it solved today. Who knows what'll happen? But let's say he's out anywhere from 10 games and beyond. Do the Browns have any chance with Jacoby Brissett to make the playoffs?
I don't believe so, Joe. I just don't. I think we've seen the best of Jacoby Brissett. He's on his fourth team in seven. He's 14-23 as a starter. To me, he looks like what becomes a journeyman backup quarterback. That's what he looks like to me. Now, you know, with a good running game and a good offensive line and some good coaching, Can it be better than that? Maybe. But I don't believe that Cleveland is going to compete for a division title if Jacoby Brissett and Joshua Dobbs are the quarterbacks on the roster for the majority of the season in Cleveland.
If you were them, would you think about Jimmy G? They have the cap space to make that happen if, let's say, Watson's just going to be gone for either most of the year or the whole year.
Well, I mean, we've got to find out just what the health of Jimmy G is going to be. He hasn't thrown yet.
Right.
They say, by all projections, he's going to start throwing in July, our training camp. So how healthy is he? And when do you know when he's healthy enough? How do you know he's healthy enough? Does he play in preseason? Does he practice with the 49ers to prove that he's healthy? To me, he's got to be able to do that. And I don't know that the 49ers want him to do that. So he's got to prove that he's healthy enough before you can make that kind of a deal. Like I'm saying, like, can he take a hit? When do you know that shoulder? It's on his throwing shoulder as well. So how do you know and when do you know he's football ready? I think it's going to be difficult to determine to be able to make that kind of a trade for that kind of money.
Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger on the Nemecolon fan hotline. Nemecolon around every corner creates real life magic for guests. How about Baker? What becomes of him? And what do you think of him at this point in his career? Brian, he's been through three head coaches, bunches of coordinators. He did win a playoff game for that franchise, but it just seems like now he's out there unwanted, but maybe he lands in Seattle. What becomes of him?
Well, I believe in Baker Mayfield. I mean, I think I have a pretty good history with him going back to his freshman year at Texas Tech. He walks on there, wins the job, walks on in Oklahoma, wins the job, as an unscholarship player, earns a scholarship. I mean, he's a self-made guy. And so I know last year was not a good year. But you can't dismiss what he did in 2018 and 2020. He set an NFL record for rookie quarterbacks with 27 touchdown passes and only 13 starts. He backed that up in 2020 with a good head coach in Kevin Stefanski, a stable organization. They go 11-5. He goes to Pittsburgh. He wins a playoff game, throws three touchdown passes against the Steelers. Like I'm not ready just to forget that based on the year last year with a dislocated shoulder and who knows what else on his left throwing arm and just how bad that was. It was a bad year. There's no doubt about it. But I'm not ready to dismiss what he has shown this league. I think he could be a starting quarterback in this league if he was healthy right now for three or four teams in this league. So at least, maybe more. So, he's got to get healthy. He's got to prove that he's healthy. And then if I'm Cleveland and he's healthy – and Deshaun Watson is going to be unavailable. Like, I got to have a discussion with Baker. I don't know how toxic it is. I really don't. I don't know that anybody does. How toxic it is with the organization, his teammates. You hear stories, but I don't know if those things are all to be true. I know this. If I'm a Cleveland Brown, I'm, Jedrick Wills. I'm Jack Conklin. I'm, Kareem Hunt. And Baker Mayfield is available, and he's our best option to win. Like, I'm going to have a conversation with Baker about staying right there and putting a good year together. And when Deshaun Watson is ready to come back and earn that money that they've guaranteed, then you've now proven that, that you could play. And he could be a good, viable candidate for some other team next year.
Man, what a story that would be. In the meantime.
Yeah.
In the meantime, if I gave you an NFL franchise, you were starting from scratch, and you could pick any quarterback in the AFC, and it's pretty much a new golden age of quarterbacks, so your choices would obviously be the likes of Josh Allen, Mahomes, Burrow, Herbert, Lamar, even Trevor Lawrence, whoever you wanted to start a franchise with, which one of those guys would you pick?
Oh, I would take Patrick Mahomes. Like, he's just proven, whether it's back-to-back Super Bowls and a league MVP, and, they played Buffalo in two playoff games now, right? He's put up 80 points. He's thrown six touchdown passes, 700 yards, no interceptions. I mean, I know Buffalo and Josh Allen is you know, kind of the hot name and the choice right now, but I would not go against Patrick Mahomes. We'll see what he's like without Tyreek Hill this year. But, I mean, I'm a Patrick Mahomes fan and believer regardless of who he's throwing to.
Brian, we had your colleague Ross Tucker on last week. He was on, I think, the afternoon show here. I can't remember, actually. But he did say that he doesn't think that Najee Harris will ever be a top five back in the league. He said he sees nothing. He's a good running back, he said, but sees nothing special about him and will never be a top five guy. What's your take on that and on Najee?
I'm a big Najee fan, and I believe he could be a top five back. I don't know how many people have actually seen him in a football uniform that talk about him. The guy is a notch below Derrick Henry from a size standpoint. Now, I don't think he has the top-end speed that we've seen Derrick Henry run with. But he's got everything else, including probably being a better receiver. So I believe in Najee, and I just think they've got to do a much better job of building around him. You know, they got to get this passing game unleashed. It wasn't very good last year. The offensive line has got to get better. We saw a change at center last year at the end of the season, and it looked like things got a little bit better in there. But I believe Najee Harris could be a top five back in this league.
What'd you think of the Ogunjobi signing?
Well, you know, Ogunjobi before his injury last year was a big part of the Bengals' success. You know, he has lived in that division, you know, obviously in Cleveland, then Cincinnati. I thought he gave him a good inside presence. He gives you a good inside presence as a pass rusher and an overall player. I mean, he's a good athlete inside. I don't know how he has come back from this injury. You know, it happened late in the season last year. So, but if he's healthy, he's an addition and an upgrade on the inside to Pittsburgh. They lost Javon Hargrave 2 years ago in free agency. I don't think they replaced him, and I don't know that he's quite the powerful guy that Hargrave is, but I think he's a good addition to that defensive line.
Brian, we appreciate the time, man. Thank you, and hopefully we'll talk again soon.
Yeah, my pleasure. Anytime.
That's Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider. Insider calls brought to you by Driveway.com. Head to Driveway.com today to shop more than 25,000 new and used cars in Driveway's nationwide inventory. That was interesting. Brian Baldinger does see Najee as a potential top five guy. Likes the Ogunjobi signing.
Also is a big Baker Mayfield guy.
Big Baker Mayfield guy.
He's probably the most positive about Baker that I've heard, at least nationally.
I think Ogunjobi is going to be a big deal. And here's the other thing. What if he is, and what if the Steelers then get him on a long-term deal?
Could be the Stephon Tuitt replacement, right? Longer-term replacement.
He could, or he could play nose tackle. He could be the Alu-Alu replacement.
He's still only, what, 27 years old? In the prime of his career, you would think. I mean, he's coming off an injury, but...
Or he could also be the defensive line version of Ladarius Green.
Right.
That would be the problem.
He could be damaged goods.
But you're not really risking much.
It's a one-year deal.
And I think it's about $5 million, can get to $8 million in base salary. This reminds me of Joe Hayden falling into their laps. Just like a stroke of luck here. He might still be injured. I will acknowledge that, Folsey. He might be.
It is a little curious as to why no other teams grabbed him. I mean, outside of the Bears trying to sign him and him failing the physical, but then nobody else jumped at the opportunity to get him. Maybe they know something the Steelers don't, or maybe the Steelers discovered something that these other teams just looked past.
Derek Shelton show coming up, top of the hour. Lots to talk about with the Pirates manager about how he's going to incorporate some of these veterans at the expense of some of the young guys, it would seem. But first, a celebrity boxing match for the ages. And I want to find out if Folsey's going to watch it, if Folsey would pay for it, if you would pay for it. And that's going to lead us into a look back at some of the greatest celebrity boxing matches of all time, including Paula Jones against Tonya Harding. You remember that one, Folsey? I think Tonya Harding used a baton to whack her on the knee in that one, if I recall. Do you remember? Did you watch that one?
That rings a bell. No, yeah. I didn't.
There's some other legendary ones that I'd forgotten about, and I'll mention the one coming up here with two NFL running backs. Well, former NFL running backs. We'll do that next on Cook and Joe.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.